Slobodan Milosevic has had another defiant day before the UN War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. The former Yugoslav president was told to prepare his defense before going on trial next month for crimes committed in Kosovo. Milosevic still refuses to recognize the tribunal, but a lawyer will try to clear his name in a parallel tribunal to be set up in Paris. Nick Spicer reports from The Hague.
Today's hearing gave presiding judge Richard May the opportunity to shorten the prosecution's long list of witnesses. May wants a speedy trial. And it was also an opportunity for May and the prosecution to discuss how to deal with someone who refuses to cooperate with the tribunal in the first place. How will Milosevic, who refuses to be represented by counsel, cross-examine witnesses, for example? The former Yugoslav president listened with what seemed at times polite interest, but usually boredom. Then the proceedings concluded with what has come to be an almost routine exchange between Judge May and a defiant Milosevic saying NATO was to blame. But May cut him off.
This is not the first time that I have not been given a chance to say what I want to say, but...
Only be allowed to make your speeches at the appropriate time during the trial. This, as you've been told, is not the appropriate time.
The judge also said when it is time for Milosevic to make his case, he may call witnesses. His legal advisers say Milosevic plans to call on former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, as well as British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Milosevic's accusations against NATO leaders were repeated today by the French lawyer Jacques Vergès. Vergès has defended the Nazi Klaus Barbie and the terrorist Carlos the Jackal before French courts. He's now arguing for Milosevic's release before the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg. Outside the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague today, Vergès said it was NATO which committed genocide in Kosovo.
La guerre du Kosovo marque une étape capitale.
The war in Kosovo marks an important step in crimes against humanity and genocide, he said. Vergès compared NATO's bombing of Yugoslavia to air raids by the Nazis and the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki by Americans. Legal advisers to Milosevic have a new strategy, one modeled on Bertrand Russell's War Crimes Tribunal for the Vietnam War in 1967. It had no power to punish, but aimed to persuade. Lawyer Dragoslav Objanovic said this tribunal will be set up soon in Paris.
It will be the court which is going parallel with this case, the head court which is going to be very similar to Russell Court about Vietnam, will change the world public opinion about this tribunal and about this case.
The Hague Tribunal opens its first trial against Milosevic for war crimes in Kosovo on February the 12th. A separate trial for crimes committed in Croatia and Bosnia begins later. The prosecution, however, is asking the court to reconsider its request to hold one big trial. Nick Spicer, NPR News, The Hague.